Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Ward. My guest today is Laika Caparas, author or co-author of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide. It's a special day for you today. You've just finished defending your master's thesis. What was your thesis on?
It's all about the lockdown series. It's really great to discuss about it because it's really a team effort that we've all done despite the pandemic situation. And then I talked about all the episodes and how we went through about it. And I talked about the importance of communication and how important it is to be relevant, pertinent, and original despite the situation. It's amazing because it's a good template. I'm actually finishing my degree for International Wine Tourism Innovation, and it's actually right on the spot because it's an innovation and it's a good template for wine tourism. It's not limited to, you know, showing vineyards, showing the winemaking traditions and so on, but it's pretty much showing how original everything with a personal touch, because the lockdown series, it's very warm. It's like the Italian way of being convivial. It's the Italian way of, it's extending their homes virtually because it's very personal. I mean, they talk about the activities, the activity centered tasks like doing yoga or sabering or, I don't know, like clamming, all these things. It's diverse in terms of topics. So
can you sort of do yoga and saber at the same time? That must be pretty difficult.
No, it was actually, not really. It's during the Zoom, like Matteo Lunelli was actually doing the sabering. So he kind of did it very well because he's really pro about it. So that was very impressive seeing him do that.
Okay, so where are you from originally?
I'm from Philippines. It's in Southeast Asia. It's actually 16 hours from Italy.
What is the wine culture like in the Philippines?
Well, it's a non-wine region. Basically, the wine is perceived as an intimidating beverage. But I think it's because of the culture of the restaurants, hotels, all these Western influences that came about, and also it's also casinos are there. So there is the beginning of the lifestyle of this wine consumption. There's also this growing trend among the young consumers that are eventually embracing it. Like instead of having beer, I think they started drinking wine, which is actually like more sophisticated for them. So it's actually good that wine from its infancy is already building up its territory in Philippines. So I'm so pleased about it.
Okay, so obviously the wine market is growing steadily. Are there any specific wine producing countries whose wines are best represented in the Philippines?
Yes. In fact, in history, Philippines was colonized by Spain. And in this influence, because of this, you know, there were a lot of the food that were somehow similar to the Spanish cuisine, a lot of the tapas and everything. So it's actually perfect with this Spanish wines. That pairing is absolutely fantastic. Although I have to say that for Italian wines, they still perceive it as something very complex. And it's like high up there to understand. So it was really an inspiration for me to write the book.
So it's not just a stylistic thing. It's more of an educational thing that obviously, as you say, the history of the Philippines has got that Hispanic background, so you can understand the Spanish wines too well. But how can things change maybe for Italian wine? Have you got any bright ideas?
Yeah, I think every innovation starts with an education. And they would appreciate an innovation if they know something about it as basic. I mean, as a fundamental to really understand and embrace that innovation. So the education for wine is still in its start. That actually, it's something that drove me here in Europe. because I really wanted to know more. And the wine books there is really scarce. If you probably go in a bookstore, you barely find a lot of the wine books, and particularly it's just like general topics about wine. So most of the things like I would have to buy from Amazon or maybe look at the internet. So it drove me to apply for a scholarship, an Erasmus scholarship here in Europe. So yeah, that actually led me here.
So you're interesting because you're studying and you're also teaching almost, aren't you? So what countries have your studies taken you to?
I started in Tarragona, Spain. It's very much close to Penedès, which is a region for Cava. And in my semester there in Spain, we had the opportunity to understand more about the Catalunya and the Spanish regions like La Rioja. Also, there's some wines from Barcelona and a lot of those wines in Spain. And then we headed next to France. And in France, there's Bordeaux. Stayed in Bordeaux, so we learned a lot about the sweet winemaking, the white wines. And we also expanded until the south of France, also until Bergerac. Then afterwards, we headed to Portugal. And in Portugal, we stayed in Porto. So it was pretty close to Sandeman and all other Calem and all other fortified wines. So yeah, pretty much that's it. And I was thinking I'm missing another region. So I took my chance to take an internship in Italy. I'm just talking about we because it was actually 21 of us in the batch. So we're basically 14 nationalities in the batch from different parts of the world. And we're all like going all through this together from Spain, France, and Portugal. And we kind of like separated our own ways to find our internships wherever, whichever region we wanted to go to.
But what works in terms of the educational side? Obviously, you've got a lot of knowledge and you've traveled a lot. And you mentioned Bordeaux, where almost when wine is being taught there, it's very reverential, it's very serious, it can be very dry. I'm not saying boring, but if you come to Italy, it's a little bit sort of chaotic. There are all these native grape varieties, all these denominazioni that are, you know, changing their rules every 5 minutes. So it's very difficult to wade through. In terms of your teaching style or designing your course, how do you make it more accessible and not really boring and repetitive?
Actually, during my studies in Bordeaux, which was actually, I think it's the best one and I like so far because they exposed us to different disciplines. So there was a discipline about the scientific way to understand it, which is really overloading with all this chemical formulations and also the winemaking traditional way. And then we also had a discussion like how to discuss in a sommelier level. I mean, to sommelier way, like how to put in wine and as similar as to art or as a poetry, how to sell it in a very artistic manner. So it's a good way to really understand it fully in different aspects. There were some things about like wine pairing, of course, the importance of the regional wine pairing. Oh, and we also had this session about how to cook French cuisines, which is super amazing. I learned how to open some oysters. So we actually knew how to appreciate how why is it paired this way. Another thing that I could say artistic would be how to describe it in something that is like a storytelling. Like, for example, how structured the wine is, it can also be something like flowery terms as well. So it's a way of like opening the palate of someone you're actually discussing the wine with.
And so you've just been working on a book called The Jumbo Shrimp Guide. What is that in a nutshell? What is that book about?
It's very much a beginner guide for those who wanted to understand Italian wine. So it's really, really nice to share this story because we were really thinking about the name of the book. So Stevie kind of like said, okay, guys, I'm sorry, but the name is Jumbo Shrimp. And we were debating about the name, like, why is it jumbo shrimp. And then until like we just eventually loved it, because jumbo shrimp is an oxymoron term. It's really small, like they're thin and concise, skinny, it's straightforward, and it's really delicious to really just read through it and packed. Like it's all the information, you'll just really find it, what you really have to know about Italian wines. It's a really nice guide to just read through it and then talk about amongst your friends to talk about Italian wine. It's a good guide. It's just pretty much straightforward. And also, it's comical. We had Sylvia, who was she's an artist who drew everything in this book. And it's really comical in such a way that the logo and our photos are actually in comics as well as the illustrations in it. So it's friendly. It's straightforward. It's skinny and pretty much practical.
Yeah, I mean, the jumbo shrimp is a sort of a play on the famous Gambero Rosso guide, which is published annually, a huge book on Italian wines, which is has a Gambero Rosso as a seafood, and so jumbo shrimp is a sort of is a play on that. I think.
Yes. You can also attribute it to the Gambero Rosso as well.
Okay, so what is your exact role with Vinitaly International Academy?
I am still studying to be an Italian wine expert, I hope. Italian wine ambassador. And so with the Vinitaly International, I started my internship there in completion of my master for wine tourism innovation. So like I told you before, our final semester is to find a place where we can do our internship, and I decided to do it here in Vinitaly. And Vinitaly International under Stevie's guidance. So I really had a good experience and had this opportunity to write the book amongst my colleagues.
Do you have any more books in the pipeline?
Not for now, but our idea is to make this like a series. So we're starting with something that we really love, in Italian wine. So we look forward to writing some more.
In terms of your next thing that you have to, your next hurdle to climb in your life in terms of your studies, what will that be?
Well, last year I finished my WSET level 3, and I wanted to do a diploma course in this year. I hope so. And also, I'm also currently studying for the Italian Wine Ambassador certification. So
what is a Vinitaly International Ambassador?
Yeah, being a Vinitaly International Ambassador, it's really a rigorous course. In fact, like you had to study everything, like the history of not just Italy, but of all the 20 regions of Italy. Italian wine regions. So it can even go through the, like, I don't know, the really, really history from Professor Atello Tienza talking about the roots of Italian wine, and then up to the level of tasting and so on. So it's amazing that while I was writing this book, it was also my way of reviewing for the certification. So
yeah, it's quite a good little job though, isn't it? Because you're learning you're learning yourself whilst contributing to the learning of others, yeah?
For sure, yes.
All right, well, listen, Laika, it's been great to talk to you today. Much-traveled academic.
Thank you.
Final question about your thesis. What's the next stage in your thesis?
I don't want to study anymore, for sure. But I think I really love, like, before taking into this wine, I am really a fan of marketing. What delved me into this wine world is actually I started like as a marketing person for food, and learning about the importance of product stories led me to understand a deeper product story, which I found in wine, and that got me so much curious, because I'm really into this learning and curiosity. And and then one thing led to another, and now I'm here in the wine world. So it's really fantastic that I think what you're really passionate about drives you to where you're really meant to be. So
okay, just want to say thanks to my guest Laika Caparas today. You are both an eternal student, and you are an eternal, or are going to be an eternal wine educator as well. So it's not a bad combination. Thanks very much for coming on to the Italian Wine Podcast. Much success. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Monty. Thanks for your time as well.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.